Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, Alan, obviously, the Democratic National Convention is the top story. But before we get to that, some breaking news this morning. I heard it on the BBC coming in. It's now making most of the headlines. Russia's Navalny in coma and ICU after alleged poisoning. This is Russian opposition politician, leader, the outspoken Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, who's unconscious now and on a ventilator in a Siberian hospital after falling ill from suspected poisoning, his spokesman said. Navalny, who's 44 years old, started feeling unwell while on a return flight to Moscow from the Siberian city of Tomsk. The plane later made an urgent landing in Omsk. This isn't the first time we've seen these poisonings of the opposition to President Putin.
Let's remember who Putin is. He is one of Trump's most admired people. Trump says only good things about him. And yet the former KGB colonel, I want to say it for emphasis, the former KGB colonel, who is the president for life, basically, of Russia now, and who has cemented the relationship between the, quote, old Soviet Union and the new Russia. Same guy. He's a anti-democratic thug. He's a thug, and we know it. And his enemies tend to fall this way. They get poisoned. Does he apologize? No. Do the Russian people say, okay, out with you because you've done this? No, they don't. Because that's the history of Russia, and that's the way it's going to be. But the United States relationship and the president's relationship with Russia still goes a long way to explaining what has gone on in the past between the Russians and the president of the United States, who was once heard to talk to some ambassadors and say, I've ended this Russian thing. I fired Comey. Come on. This is indisputably a traditional way of handling power in Russia, but it is just awful. You know, Trotsky dies by a hatchet man. An opponent of Putin is in serious condition because he was poisoned. This is the history. It is just awful.
Isn't the American history, if I'm not forgetting this, Alan, that also the Republicans were the tougher party back in the day when it came to Russia and anything to do with communism?
That's right, David. Russia, Russia, Russia. You couldn't say it more. The Democrats are commies. They're soft on the Russians. Say it over and over and over again. And up stands Donald Trump, and he announces that he is a friend of Putin's, that he admires Putin, and all of the things that go with it. He is in the pocket of Putin in so many ways, and we just don't fully understand the story. But I bet sooner or later we will.
And he's still calling the Democrats, well, this time, socialists.
That's right. He's a name caller. It's interesting, David. He is substantially behind in most polls, not the CNN poll, but the other polls. The average is around 10 points. Can you take that to the bank? Does that mean he's going to lose? It does not. We do know that he is trying, Trump, to do everything in his power to sway this election. He brings in a political ally, a man with a lot of money who has no real experience except for running some competitive firms, into the post office in order to bring it down. Even he, probably on instructions from the White House, said, uh-oh, people like their post office, we better lay off. But whether they really are or not is anybody's guess. It is just another one of those disgraces.
Now let's go to the Democratic National Convention. Accepting the nomination, of course, Kamala Harris says, we will speak truths. The U.S. is at an inflection point. She did take some swings at Donald Trump, the president, says the New York Times, but mostly reflected on her past and the country's future. Also, center stage, former President Barack Obama. Trump hasn't grown into the job because he can't, the president said, a striking repudiation of Trump on night three of the convention.
Let's take Obama first. He is a man of a very serious nature. You know, he doesn't get up there and use bombast and political terms. He looks into the camera and he says things that make a lot of sense to a lot of people, but he says it in an intellectual way. And you get the idea, this is a guy worth listening to because he's done some thinking about this. Look, all along he has eschewed criticizing a president of the United States. That's the norm. But he was up against a norm breaker who from the very beginning just talked badly about him. And it was as if, you know, Obama was his political opponent, but Obama was doing what he had to do and he stayed out of it until now. And now, in an intellectual way, and I watched every minute of it, he let him have it. And he said he can't do it. He basically doesn't understand what the power of the president is to bring people together to do service. He just wants to help himself and his friends. That certainly stood out. Now, when you come to Harris, Harris had a different job. She appealed to all of those disparate groups who have been left out of the American democracy. She's an incredibly good speaker. And I think in this case, Joe Biden chose and chose well. I was hoping that she would be the candidate because I do think she has both the gravitas and the ability to make contact with people. So I do think that she did a good job. I think Obama did a great job.
How about Hillary Clinton?
Well, David, a lot depends on what you think or what you thought about Hillary. The American people did not take to her. If just a few more took to her, she would be the president during this time. But in fact, the Clintons had some problems with the American people, and Hillary had some. Somebody wrote to me the other day and said, you should stop calling her Hillary. Everybody calls her Hillary, just like everybody calls Sanders Bernie. In fact, if anything humanized her, it was the fact that everybody knew her. But in any case, Hillary Clinton gave her talk. It was appropriate, but she is not the strongest person that the Democratic Party has to field right now and put out there. And so, you know, I think she did fine, but it was not going to change an awful lot of minds here. Kamala Harris, on the other hand, really made an impression, as did Obama. These are two very attractive members of the Democratic arsenal.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. So great to spend some time.
I love talking to you every morning, David. It gives me focus.
Me too.